Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you on Thanksgiving Eve 2020, Wednesday, November 25th, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour, the day of Thanksgiving Eve. And for some reason, since I've been a child, I have always liked Thanksgiving Eve. I think that Thanksgiving should have an Eve, just like Christmas and New Year's. A lot of people don't think of this as Thanksgiving Eve, but I do, because here's my theory on this whole thing. And we've got a fun morning ahead of you this morning, because we are going to have Thanksgiving fun, because so many traditions this year have been thrown out the window because of this pandemic. No tradition is going to be thrown out on this program this morning, the big Thanksgiving Eve program here on WWGH Radio, because we're all about tradition. So here's why I think Thanksgiving Eve should be a holiday, as well as New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. I'm not saying you have to be off work for Thanksgiving Eve, but I think it should be like Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. You know, people work on those days, but people do recognize those as Eves. Because if you think about it, New Year's Eve leads up to the ball drop. And Christmas Eve, a lot of people get together who can't get together on Christmas Day. They're getting ready for Santa Claus and all of that. Well, Thanksgiving Eve, people are getting ready for the big meal the next day. They're shopping, they're thawing out the turkey, they're doing all kinds of things. So I think this should be a holiday just as all the rest are. That's just my opinion. And remind me later on in this program, because I have a question about a turkey that I've never really had before in all the years of cooking Thanksgiving meals. And I know I'll forget it, because we've got so many traditions that we want to do here this morning that I'll forget this. And I'm not going to ask it right here at the top of the program, because there are a couple other things I want to talk about, and one of our traditions I want to get in. So just remind me, listeners, this morning, that if I don't talk about the turkey before this hour is up, somebody call in and say, hey, what about the turkey? Okay? So remind me to do that. Now, here's the two things I want to talk about off the top of the program real quick. Can you tell that I'm happy on this Thanksgiving Eve? Well, here's why I'm happy. Because I've had a lot of really good Thanksgiving Eves. There have been a lot of good days before Thanksgiving. I like this day. Well, I come in this morning, and sitting here on the desk, I come in and the office is dark, so it's as if nobody has been here. So I come in this morning, and sitting on the desk is a large diet soda and a bag. And in that bag was a blueberry muffin. A blueberry muffin. One of my favorite things. You know, and we're talking about McDonald's, of course. This is no secret to anybody. And McDonald's gives us no money, so this is no advertisement. But normally, at McDonald's, if I was going to get something to go with a large diet, it would be sausage and eggs. But on days like Thanksgiving Eve, you know, I do special things. So normally what I would do on Thanksgiving Eve at McDonald's, I would get one of their oatmeals, because I really like McDonald's oatmeals. But they now have these muffins, which are absolutely delicious. I had one of them like 2 weeks ago. Somebody brought me one, and it was so good. And it's something I would never buy for myself. So what was in my bag this morning? Not even ordered. I never told anybody to bring me breakfast this morning. I never said, get me a blueberry muffin. I come in this morning, large Diet Coke and a blueberry muffin. Now that is a special person. And by the way, this is the third week in a row that on Wednesday, somebody has brought me a breakfast. Now maybe this will be a tradition on Wednesdays. We don't know. But I'm telling you, It's a very cool thing, and now it has gone on for 3 weeks in a row, and the blueberry muffin and the large diet soda this morning have been great. No better way to start off Thanksgiving Eve. And I thank that person who did it, and I know they're out there listening, so thank you, thank you, thank you. Now that I've said all that, okay, now wherever there is good, there's a little bad. And I hate to bring this up because it's about the same place. And it happened yesterday. So here's the thing. I don't like to get angry with people. And I really am not an angry person. I'm not a yeller. I don't call people names. I don't do any of that. I don't get angry and throw things and want to fight with people. You know, I just don't have that kind of temper. And people around me would tell you that. Well, here's the thing. And I have, honest to goodness, I have never seen this in all the years of going to McDonald's. But I'm going to point it out on the radio, so hopefully I never see it again in all my years of going to McDonald's. Okay, yesterday I get in the line, and the line was kind of short, to be honest with you. It was a shorter line yesterday for whatever reason. So I think I'm going to make good time going through here getting my pop, because recently, earlier this week, I think maybe Monday, it took me a long time to get through the line. So I get in the line, and I get behind this red SUV. Now, I can immediately tell that this person doesn't know what they're doing. Now, here's why I say that. Because, first of all, I'm behind them at the ordering window, you know, the ordering speaker, and I can tell that they're ordering a lot of food. Okay, now nothing wrong with ordering a lot of food. You can order a lot of food if you want, but I can clearly tell they're ordering a lot of food and they have no idea what to order because they're there forever. Cars are just flying by in the other lane. I've obviously picked the slow lane, and this person is not sure about what they want to order. So they finally order, and they pull up. And I ordered so quickly because my order is very little, you know, a large Diet Coke. And I follow them into the line. Now, as we round the corner, now, I think I'm going to make good time because there's really no line here. As we turn the corner to go to the pay window, there's nobody in front of the guy except somebody way up at the window getting their food. So there's the closest person to this guy is the guy up getting his food, way up at the food window. And you know there's a car length between picking your food up and the pay window. And then there's a spot where you can park in the pay window. So there's two car lengths that this guy could be in. He is dead stopped behind the pay window. Nobody in front of him. Two car lengths in front of him, not another car until up at the pickup window. And then the guy at the pickup window pulls off. So now there's no cars in front of this guy at all, and he's still sitting dead stopped before the pay window. Now, why he's not up at the pay window, I don't know. And I'm willing to forgive this because it's a holiday week. And I'm willing to say, hey, maybe he's, you know, not a seasoned McDonald's orderer. And maybe he just doesn't know what he's doing. You know, I can forgive all that. I've seen this before. This is nothing new. So he drives up to the pay window and he pays. And then he drives up to the pickup window. And of course, I drive up to the pay window and I pay. And then I follow him as we continue up. Now, is there anybody on the face of earth, before the pandemic or during, who doesn't understand how a drive-through window works? That you have somebody right behind you. There's a car, and then there's somebody behind you, and then there's somebody behind that car that's behind you. That's how a drive-through works. We don't have parking spaces in between us. And when somebody moves, you move. That's how it goes. But clearly, I should have noticed this guy had a problem a couple windows back because he's dead stopped before the pay window. He has no clue what he's doing. And I hate to say that, but this is where we're going with this story. So he goes to the pickup window now, and I'm right behind him because I paid fast, so I'm in that open spot between the pickup window and the pay window. So the guy picks up his food, and then he pulls up about a car length away from the pickup window, and of course I pull up to the pickup window to get my food, and he dead stops again to where nobody can get around him. And I'm sitting there. Now, they hand me my pop. Again, this is a very quick transaction. They hand me my pop, and I can't go anywhere because this guy is right in front of me, blocking the entrance and still not moving. Now, here is where I have no remorse for this guy, because this is something you never, never do, and you should know better. His brake lights come on because he's now thrown his car in reverse. Now, apparently, he wants to back up to the pickup window. Well, there's no way you're going to back up to the pickup window because I'm sitting at the pickup window now, and there are seven cars behind me because this guy screwed up the whole process back a few car lengths by dead stopping before the pay window. I can't back up because there's a car right behind me, because that's how drive-through windows work. And he's got the brake lights on, backing up as if I can back up. Well, of course I can't back up. You can't back up in a drive-through unless there just happens to be no cars behind you, which I'm sure this guy at McDonald's at that time in the morning knows there are going to be cars behind him. You would have to know that because you see all the cars at the windows back where you were ordering. Or just look in your rearview mirror. It's not too hard to see. So now here's what the guy does. Now, does he decide the error of his ways are happening and not continue to back up? No, he stops the car. Again, dead stops it so nobody can get around him in this area, and he gets out of his car. Now, there's a door right there at the 95 McDonald's that he could have walked in, parked the car right there, walked in, and figured out what his problem was. No, he dead stops to stop the whole line and gets out of his car. Now, he's the driver. He's in the driver's seat. He gets out of his car, walks back. Now, I'm sitting next to the drive-through window because I've never been able to move. So I'm sitting right at the pickup window just waiting to move at this point. He walks in between my car and the pickup window. Now, think about that, how much space there is there. He walks between my car and the pickup window. Now, this is what he wanted. This was the final straw. I might have been willing to forgive everything else, but this guy dead stopped. Well, first of all, he ordered big, which drove me insane because he clearly didn't know the menu. Then he dead stops before the pay window, which slows up the whole line. Then he blocks the area that you drive away from. Then he tries to back up in McDonald's line, which you can't do. Now he's continuing to block the area so nobody can pull through. Now he's gotten out of his car, walked back to the drive-through window, is standing between my car and the window. Now here is the big thing that has caused all this. Here is his big disaster in life. Are you ready for this? This is what the big problem was. Could you give me some napkins? Okay? That's what caused all this. Could you give me some napkins? And the people in the drive-through window are looking at him like he has lost his mind. And I'm looking at him, and I hate to say this, but I'm looking at him in just total disdain at this point. Because I'm thinking, you know, most people have napkins in their car. he hasn't eaten anything he hasn't eaten anything because he hasn't even pulled out of the line. So how does he know he's going to be, you know, like a slob and drop all the food all over his shirt? And napkins? You couldn't have walked inside and just got some napkins out of the napkin dispenser? You have to cause all these problems? I mean, honest to goodness, if I had a temper, I would have wringed his neck. And here's what I thought while I'm sitting there. I thought, thank goodness I'm a passive person. Because I think had I not been a passive person, the person sitting there would have got out and just wrung this guy's neck. Just wrung his neck. Because that's what people do now. You know, we don't wait. We take care of things and ask questions later. Would have just got out and wrung his neck. So, that's my story. I've taken 16 minutes of our Thanksgiving Eve program to tell it. But that's what it was. Now, here's what I'm going to do. Because I'm going to get to one of our Thanksgiving traditions here in just a moment, because it's going to take 13 minutes. But does anybody have anything to say about this? I want to leave the phone lines open for about a minute, minute and a half here. Just so, was I in the wrong? Am I wound a little too tight? Or what would you have done in this particular situation? Phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here on our Thanksgiving Eve program. Give me a buzz and let me know what you think. Also, tell me what you're thankful for this year. I'd love to know what you're thankful for. Give me a buzz and let me know about that. Don't forget, the free Thanksgiving Day meal is coming up tomorrow at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church right across from Menards on Route 95. Carry out 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can't order your food now that deadline passed yesterday, but you can show up for carry out 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Tomorrow at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church. If you have any questions, you can call 740-389-3684. I believe they're looking for donations of pumpkin pies and, was it turkeys? I think pumpkin pies and turkeys, because I think they're expecting to feed over 1,000 people. And I've talked about this. I knew this was going to happen because Emmanuel Lutheran is not serving their Thanksgiving dinner this year, which they have done for so many years. And I don't think the Rec Center is serving theirs. And a lot of people have went to those along with Dayspring. So you're going to have the runoff now. That would have went to those places going to Dayspring, and I just thought this was going to be a problem, and now they are looking for, I believe, pumpkin pies and turkeys. So if you can donate anything or help them out tomorrow, give them a call, 740-389-3684. But if you want to eat there, the time's to go. It's a very short window, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., Dayspring Wesleyan Church, free Thanksgiving Day meal right across from Menards on Route 95. Now, anybody have anything to say about this McDonald's thing? I can't believe nobody has anything to say about this. Was I too hot-headed? Was I too much over the edge? Or even though I didn't do anything, I mean, I didn't say anything to the guy. I didn't even speak a word to him when he walked in between the car and the window. Is this really proper etiquette when it comes to doing fast food restaurants? I just think he was way out of the etiquette line. What would you have done? And what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? I'm really curious to see what people are thankful for, because it's a different Thanksgiving. This whole pandemic thing has made this a really different Thanksgiving for a lot of people. In travel, it's different. In getting together, it's different. It's just going to be different for a lot of people. So I'm curious what people are thankful for. Under all of this tough stuff this year, what are people thankful for? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, well, if I was you, I know how you did, but if that was me, I would have got out of my car and would have went and said something and maybe move on just for all the napkins. And like he says, He could have went up and walked in and got some out inside.
Well, that's what I think. And in a drive-thru line, you cannot back up. There's no way to back up in a drive-thru.
Right.
So,
if he wanted that into that, pull it off to the side and go back again.
I agree.
How much trouble was that?
I know. What are you thankful for this year?
Maybe the guy was, I hate to say this, maybe he might have been on something or whatever.
Well, you never know. He was an older gentleman, but it was just a very weird situation. So what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for this year, Bob? What are you thankful for? Well, we lost Bob. Maybe he's not thankful for anything this year. All right. Does anybody think I handled it correctly? Now, Bob apparently thinks that I should have got out of my car. I just don't have that hot-headed temper. But it was a weird situation. What do you think? Any thoughts on it really quickly before we go to our tradition here? 740-383-9944. And what are you thankful for this year? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944 on this Thanksgiving Eve. All right, we probably do need to get into our tradition. Well, I'm going to take the call. Then we'll get into our tradition because it's 13 minutes long and we have to get it in. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, well, she's right.
Oh, go ahead. What are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful that the family, we don't have any virus yet. We're going to stay home. And just have a roll something here, and hoping that everybody else will stay safe and follow the protocols.
That's a good thing to be thankful for. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
There you go. So Bob's thankful for his family and the Thanksgiving get-together that they will have, and hopefully everybody will follow the pandemic protocols. Now, what are other people thankful for, and how was the situation handled at McDonald's yesterday? 740-383-9944. Okay, here's the tradition we do every year, and we're going to continue it this year. I can't believe it, but I was looking at the date this morning. This tradition now is 10 years old. I first started doing this on radio back in 2010. Now, I'm going to tell you the little backstory, and then we're going to do the tradition. I love this, and I only listen to it once every year, and I only listen to it on the Thanksgiving week. Okay, here's what happened. 10 years ago, right before Thanksgiving, as many of you know, legendary comedian Phyllis Diller was on my program many, 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 many times. And she was always a good sport for things I was doing. And I got this idea about 10 years ago about writing a skit, because they were promoting that Butterball Turkey Hotline, where you would call up the Butterball Company if you had questions about your turkey. And I just thought that was a funny idea, that people would call up Butterball about cooking their turkey. Because I thought, well, you would ask somebody in the store, or you would ask somebody in your family. I just thought it was a funny, funny idea. So what I did, about 10 years ago, after seeing this Butterball Turkey Hotline advertisement, was I came up with the idea that, and the old David Letterman show. The old David Letterman show, he used to, at holiday time, he would take phone calls from the Butterball Turkey Hotline. And they were kind of funny phone calls, because he would get the call from Butterball, and then he would answer it as a Butterball employee. So it also kind of came from that idea. So these two ideas were rolling around in my head, and I thought, well, what can I do with that for the big Thanksgiving holiday? So I sat down 10 years ago, and I wrote this script. And basically, it was, I was going to give people a tutorial on the air on how to use the Butterball Turkey Hotline, that I would call the Butterball Turkey Hotline on the air and ask the person answering the phone questions. And obviously, I was not really calling Butterball, but the person, I wanted somebody to play the Butterball employee. So kind of the opposite of what David Letterman was doing. David Letterman was having real people call in, and then he was pretending to be the Butterball employee. Well, I thought it would be funnier if the Butterball employee was the famous person, and the questions were coming from real people. So, you know, I kind of thought that was a little different. And we would air that on radio. So I took this script and I thought, well, who's going to be the famous person? Who am I going to use to do this? Plus, it's my script. You know, I wrote it. It's not exactly Shakespeare. So who's going to do this? So I always dealt with Phyllis Diller personally. I knew her secretary who worked in her house. I did not go through agents or managers. I had her home phone number. I could get her on at a moment's notice. So I thought, well, boy, she would be my number one choice, but I don't know if she'll do it. Because back in 2010, you know, she was 93 years old. She was still fine, and I was still interviewing her a lot. She ended up living till 95, and I interviewed her a month before she died in 2012. But she was 93, and I thought, well, you know, I don't know if she'll do this or not. Because she wasn't doing a whole lot at that time, besides interviews. You know, acting and reading a script is a little different than doing an interview. So I sent her the script for this Butterball thing, and I got the message back almost immediately that yes, she'll do it. She likes it, and yes, she'll do it. So we sit down to tape this thing 10 years ago, November of 2010, and pretty much all of it is to the script. Pretty much all of it is to the script. But she does veer off a little bit from what the script was. Like her answers to the questions were not scripted. I just left it up to her to answer the questions. But other than that, kind of the topics, now those are scripted. But we do veer off the script, and maybe you'll notice when we veer off the script, but it has been one of the most requested things that people want to hear. I only want to do it at Thanksgiving time because it's a Thanksgiving a skit. And so here you go, the once a year, only do this once a year, Phyllis Diller classic Butterball script dating back to, gosh, what is it now? 2010, the 10-year anniversary of this. So here it goes. It's about 13 minutes long. We'll still have time this hour when this is over, so I'll be back. 13 minutes long. Here it is, the WWGH tradition, the Phyllis Diller Butterball skit from 2010.
Hope you enjoy.
This is Scott Spears, and with Thanksgiving just around the corner, I have received many questions from listeners about how to make the perfect turkey. So with that in mind, I'm going to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline on air today to speak with a culinary expert to get your turkey troubles answered by a professional. Let's dial the old Butterball Hotline here and see if we can get somebody on the line. I'm sure they get a lot of calls this time of year, but very eager to answer, I'm sure. Good people over at Butterball. Not sure how long this hotline's been up and running, but I know it's been a while.
Butterball here.
Yes, this is Scott Spears from
Scott. I recognize your voice, Scott. I'm Butterball.
Now, wait. This voice sounds familiar.
Oh, my voice?
Your voice.
I'm the voice of Butterball.
You're the voice of Butterball.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Now, wait a second. This sounds like Phyllis Diller, not a Butterball employee.
You got it.
What are you doing working for Butterball, Phyllis?
Well, I always need to pick up a little extra change, and I wouldn't mind a little slice of something to eat that's that good.
Are you versed in turkey etiquette?
Well, they hired me, didn't they?
Okay. Well, I've got some questions for you, Phyllis.
You do. I bet you got a lot of questions.
I
got the answers.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's get to the questions that the listeners have submitted. How do you thaw a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day does the size of the roasting pan make a difference? That's from Jessica from Cardington.
Now, that's about four different questions. Will you slow down, Scott?
I will. Let me try that again.
Try one question at a time.
I will try to take them in
order.
That's a good one. How do you thaw a frozen turkey on Thanksgiving Day?
Okay, that is the dumbest question I've ever heard. And number one, a turkey doesn't thaw on the day that you're going to eat it, because that damn thing is hard as a rock. You got to leave it out overnight. And the poor thing is frozen in the first place. Be sure you cover it with a quilt so it doesn't cry. Because if it cries, it'll keep you awake all night. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
They have feathers, but they're cold.
You know, Phyllis, so you're telling me if you haven't put your turkey out the night before...
No, you don't cook it the night before.
No.
You thaw it out all night. Sometimes it takes two nights to thaw out Fang. Coldest man I ever knew.
How's he doing?
Terrible.
Really? Does he like the holidays?
I make him sleep with a turkey.
Phyllis, second part of this question. Does the size of the roasting pan make a difference?
Oh, boy. It makes the turkey crazy to see that roasting pan. I'll tell you the difference it makes. I have a big roasting pan that the turkey fits in, but you can't shut the oven door.
So what do you...
It's too big to go in the oven.
What do you do?
Well, I go next door and borrow a pan.
So you kind of lean on your neighbors at the holidays.
What about the neighbors?
You lean on your neighbors at the holiday time.
Lean? They're my whole life.
Hey, there you go. Let's get on to question. Are you busy this year, at this time of year, by the way, Phyllis, with Butterball?
I'm busy every time of year. People love my Butterball. I have explained to people year after year, day after day, turkey is not used as a meat often enough. It is a healthful meat. It is one of the cheapest meats you can serve, and yet the idiots only do it once a year. Have I made it clear?
You've made it clear, Phyllis. Question number two. What internal temperature should the turkey be when it's done? That's from Betty and Marion.
Oh, Betty and Marion. Is that two women or a man and a woman?
I believe that's one person here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, Betty in Marion.
Yes.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Well, the internal temperature should always be 68 degrees. Every room in the house should be 68 degrees.
So the turkey should be the same temperature.
I didn't say that. You said what should the internal temperature be? And you mean of the turkey?
Of the turkey.
Well, hell, I've never been in a turkey. I don't know about that.
Does Butterball...
How would I know? I can't get in there.
Does Butterball give you any type of training, Phyllis?
No, they assumed that I knew. Oh, that'll be the day.
Well, I think that last one's a lost cause. Let's go on to number three.
Oh, yeah.
How should I carve the Thanksgiving turkey? That's from Joan, who is also in Marion.
Joan lives in Marion?
Joan lives in Marion.
Well, it's a lovely little town. Lovely little town. When you carve a turkey, you should use a knife.
Does Fang carve your turkey?
You think I would let him have a knife?
Have there been problems in the past with that?
Oh, he's too dangerous to let him have a knife. He'd probably cut the curtains down, and he'd probably do a lot of damage, and he's not trustworthy.
Is there any special way to carve the turkey? Of course you do it with a knife, but is there any special carving method?
Let me think. Well, I would start with the juiciest, biggest, meatiest part of the turkey poo, and that would be the breast. The breast of your butterball. A butterball breast, you can't beat that food. Then you get that dressing and that gravy, and I'm starting to drool.
You're making me hungry, Phyllis.
Oh, goody.
Here we go. Question number four. What kind of stuffing should I use? This comes from Brandon in Cardington.
Where's Cardington?
Cardington's just up the road from Marion, about 15 minutes.
Is that one of those chic suburbs?
Well, I don't know how chic it is. I don't want to offend the people in Cardington, but it's not bad.
Uh-huh. It sounds like a little other community close to Marion.
A little piece of heaven.
Is that what it is?
I that's how I like to put it.
That's what a butterball is, a little piece of heaven. Well, I forgot the question.
Stuffing, Phyllis.
Oh, stuffing. Oh, guess what? My favorite part of the whole din-din is the stuffing. Oh, my God, and there are at least 100 different varieties. A lot of people use cornbread. I prefer stale bread, which I have amassed during the year.
Stale bread?
Stale bread, yes. I'll take all the stale bread, cut it up in little croutons, and I prefer an old-fashioned country dressing. Simply celery, and that stale bread I'll cut up as celery salt, garlic salt, onion salt, onions all cut up. Lots of garlic, fresh garlic, all cut up. And let's see, what else do we put in? Onions, celery, and bread are the basics. From then on, you go with all the different spices. I know that for a fact, for my Thanksgiving dinner, I'm going to be a guest at Rosemary Stack's home. That's Robert Stack's widow.
Really?
Yeah, and she has a cook who makes something I never heard of. She mentioned one of the spices. I can't remember now, but it was a spice I never heard of in a stuffing. So I can't wait to go there. So just sit in a lavish, they used to call it board. Lavish table and eat somebody else's.
Phyllis, did you know Robert Stack well?
Oh, yes, but I never slept with him. I didn't know him that well. But his wife, his widow, is a close friend, and I loved Robert Stack. He was an adorable man.
You know, Phyllis, he was a great actor. He seemed like a nice guy when you would see him on television, but because of that show, Unsolved Mysteries, he gave me nightmares.
Really?
I just every time I heard his voice.
Oh yes.
I was taken back.
Well, you know, he worked till he died. He was over 80, and he loved his work, and he always wanted to work. And I thought that was a good thing. I think it was sage, the dressing sage.
Oh, that, yeah.
Would that be maybe one?
Well, that's a good spice.
Well, I maybe it's a sage turkey dressing.
A sage turkey dressing from a sage woman for a sage turkey.
Hot damn.
There we go. One more question, Phyllis, and then we'll let you get back to the phones there at Butterball. How long should I cook a 10-pound turkey? That comes from James, who's also here in Marion.
Jane?
James.
Jane, or Jean.
Whatever, at this point, it doesn't really matter.
All right. Okay, you should cook it till it's done.
That's kind of vague, Phyllis.
Well, it must be tender through. I'm no good with those thermometers and the ice pick and the this and that. I don't know. Take a fork.
jam a fork in it.
I do that.
And if nothing, if it doesn't yell ouch, you're okay.
Sort of.
Well, Phyllis, you're going over to the Stacks for Thanksgiving. Mrs. Stack.
Yes.
Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
And the Butterball people aren't keeping you too busy?
No, they're very good to me. They love my rum balls.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. I make rum balls for the children every Thanksgiving.
And how does that go?
Well, one Thanksgiving, I got a little confused because I was drinking a lot of rum while I was making them. And I got confused with the recipe. Got far too much rum in my rum balls. And all these happy children running around full of rum. It wore off.
Phyllis Diller, you're a treasure. Thank you so much for joining us on Thanksgiving and giving us something to laugh about. And you know, laughter behind turkey is the best medicine.
Absolutely. Eat well, laugh well, live well.
Absolutely. The wonderful, gracious, my pal, the amazing Phyllis Diller. Happy Thanksgiving.
My pal, Scott Spears. You have one, too.
The amazing Phyllis Diller, back from 2010, our Thanksgiving tradition here on WWGH Radio. I cannot believe that's been 10 years ago that we did that. She was a funny, funny woman. Funny, funny woman. And some of that was scripted and some of it was not, but it has become our tradition here on WWGH Radio. We've got about 4 minutes left in this segment. What are you thankful for? How do you think I handled the trip to McDonald's yesterday morning with the gentleman, and I do say gentleman, who tried to back up in the line? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are you thankful for this holiday season? And do you think I handled that situation properly? It's interesting to hear what people are thankful for in this pandemic, to be sure. And next hour, I'm going to talk about the turkey issue that I'm having. And hopefully it's not a big issue. I can't imagine it is, but we'll see how it goes. But, you know, I loved Phyllis Diller. Did anybody enjoy hearing that? I mean, we run the Phyllis Diller interviews on this station quite a bit, but that's not one that you would hear very often. We only play that on Thanksgiving, and she was just the best when it came to that particular thing. So if you want to give us a buzz, we got a few minutes left in this hour, 740-383-9944. Maybe people are cooking right now. But again, don't forget the free Thanksgiving meal at Dayspring Westland Church will happen Thanksgiving tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's only carry out this year, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. right across from Menards. You cannot get it delivered now that that deadline has passed. But if you have any questions, you can call 740-389-3684. That's 740-389-3684 if you have any questions about the big Thanksgiving meal. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., carry out only, Dayspring Westland Church right across the street from Menards. And it's my understanding they're looking for turkeys and I believe pumpkin pies because of the carryover. I think they plan on feeding over 1,000 people tomorrow. That's a big, big number. I don't know what they normally feed, but 1,000 people is quite a big number. Don't forget, I'll be on the air until noon today. I'll be on with Glenn Coble from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Glenn will be on with A Progressive Life from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today from 4:10 until 5 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will take the airwaves at 6:10 tonight until 7 p.m. And here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
How could someone, I understand about the pumpkin pie, but how could someone take the church a turkey unless they had, I guess, already thawed it out? Because it takes a while to thaw a turkey.
Well, you know, see, this is all, I'm going to save this question. Are you going to be listening next hour?
I will.
Okay, because this is the question that I have about the turkey that I'm cooking.
Well, my granny, may God rest her soul, always said you take it out on Sunday, and then you're guaranteed to have it thawed by Thursday.
Well,
Well, see, this is the question I'm going to get into next hour, but I'm pretty sure Dayspring, I know they were asking for pumpkin pies, and I think the other item was turkey, because I can't imagine that, I can't imagine what else they would be asking for, because they plan on feeding over 1,000 people.
Well,
that's...
And if you had one already filled, you know, that would make perfect sense. So then I just want to say, I think you handled, you didn't do anything at McDonald's. You just let whatever happens happen.
But what would you have done? Now, do you think...
The same thing that you did, especially for the answer is twofold. One, if the person was elderly, we have to respect our elders. You know, they kind of get a pass. You know? And two, like Bob said, if they ain't elderly, they could have been on some. And you don't want to get, you know, something bad happening. But really, what could you do? You can't do anything.
Well,
you see, the only thing you could do, nothing. I mean, were you going to blow the horn, make a big scene? You're not going to get out of the car and, like, hit him. He's just
going to
stand
there. No, but, you know, the guy did seem perfectly straight. I don't think he was on anything. I just think he...
When you say elderly, I mean, like, up there or...
Well, I don't know. Did I say he was elderly?
I thought you did.
You know, I don't... He had gray hair, but he was certainly not a little old man. He was...
So you think he was with it?
Yeah, I think he was with it, and I think he was probably... 50, 60, 70.
Oh, I was thinking, like, in my mind, I was trying to imagine this. I think it's 75, 85.
No. Oh, no, he was not that old.
Oh, and, I guess that's a different light on this.
Well, it is, and I think what happened...
Maybe you should have hit him.
Well, just... Well, boy, if I would have had a fruitcake, I would have nailed him. But here's the... Hey, thank you.
All right, I tell you what, we're out of time this hour anyway. We're coming back. We got a whole nother hour. We got Thanksgiving trivia. We got Thanksgiving traditions. We want to know what you're thankful for. Think about it during the break. And call us when we come back at 740-383-9944. Deck 'em with the fruitcake. It is the holiday season, the official kickoff today. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.